Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Racing today at Bowie, the cup meeting there today, and I find it interesting that this gentleman's going for one ride only. That's a good enough lead for me in the Bowie Optical Cup. Craig Williams is on 60s Groove. Morning, Craig.
How are you, Sean?
I'm terrific. The fact you're going there for one ride, that's an indication to me that you think this is probably close to a good thing.
I really like the horse. I think he's a horse for future. He is second up. He is carrying 60 kilos. So I'm not saying he's just going to go down and just win, because there's a couple of horses that go quite well. But he has got a class factor over them. And I know he's definitely a horse. If it's not today, he's definitely one for the future.
When you say for the future, how much upside to him do you think there is, Craig?
Well, he is second up today. So he's obviously not completely wound up. I've got a really good relationship with Luke Murrell and Australian Thoroughbred, or Australian Bloodstock, sorry, AB. And of course, he's trained by Darren Weir, so you always want to be riding for him. So there's a lot of factors to go down there for today. And I've had one ride on him, and I was really impressed with him in the winter months. And I know that he'll graduate to be a player, whether it be in the spring and the autumn. If not, he's definitely going to have a lot of fun in the summer months as well. So I really like him with the future. But again, be mindful that he is second up over 10 furlongs. And I believe they've had some rain down there, so he'll be made to carry his weight on softer ground. And he does have 60 kilos, which is 6 kilos above the favourite so far in the race.
Talking to Paul Graham, the track manager there earlier on, he was hoping the track will race well today, because it is a good track there now since they did that Renault about 4 years ago.
Oh, I hope so. That'll be good then. So,
yeah,
look forward to
good
it.
Luck.
I've been down there once since. I think I've only ridden once down there in the last 8 years or something. So yeah, looking forward to it. It's a great meeting. Now, they usually get a good crowd, and hopefully the weather's kind for them.
Now, Craig, you're on the favourite in the Caulfield Cup, Kingsville Dream. He's a smart horse, this. His last prep, he just had a picket fence beside him.
Yes, that's right. He did start here in benchmark 70 races, and he really graduated really well in the autumn. And then he was put away after winning the Mornington Cup, which made him exempt from the ballot for the Caulfield Cup. It's a great clause. And we expected he was going to get probably 50 or 51 kilos. And then because of his performances, the start of his preparation at weight for age and at distances not to his best, means a bit short of his best. And then he's come up with 53. I had my first sit on him in the Turnbull Stakes behind the Mighty Mare, and really pleased the way he went. And the staff reported that he's worked nicely since, and they're looking forward to it. And Barry 6 just gives us plenty of options. And, of course, if we get a firm track, he's fine. And if we get soft or even worse, wet conditions, then he's actually only going to enhance his chances because he's a very adaptable horse.
Craig, he's four runs this time in. I mean, he hasn't been beaten any more than two lengths. He's been right on the knocker every time.
Yeah, he's actually put his hand up to say that at the moment he's handicapped to be really well placed now, two handicaps. But he's going to be a star of the future in weight for age races. No doubt about that. His form's already suggested that, and he'll only even strengthen up again from this preparation. He's reportedly put on 50 kilos from his first preparation to now, and you can actually see that. Even his mannerisms, they've done a really good job handling him, and part of the process of me to get on him in the Turnbull was having a feel before the Caulfield Cup, but there was a lot of work in his morning work to make sure that this horse is getting to race and work correctly, and he's starting to do so. So there's been a lot of big work behind the scenes that are getting him to be the finished product that we're seeing come Saturday in the Star of our Caulfield Cup.
Now, Craig, you're one of the best form students around, and we're looking at the Caulfield Cup. There's quite a few internationals there that for us, we haven't seen a lot of exposed form with some of these. What can you tell us about the internationals? Which of those do you think is the main danger?
You got to respect them, because now that they've got the prize money of $5 million, the Caulfield Cup's not used as a lead-up race anymore or a practice race to get them to get used to Australian racing style. For $5 million, it's now a targeted race. So anything that's turning up, you have to respect. What's in my horse's favour is the fact that he didn't have to travel far. He's only got to come from Warrnambool, not from around the other side of the world. He's in great form. He's also ran and competed so well at Caulfield, and he has a minimum weight on his back with a good barrier draw. So those are a lot of favours in his, good to him, where a lot of these international horses have never been around Caulfield, and it is quite a tricky track, especially in the Caulfield Cup, where they need to sprint down to a position, down to the first turn, and then you need them to get them to switch off to relax, so they've got some acceleration at the end of the race, and then with the undulations and the tight turns at Caulfield, you've got another three tight turns to get around, as well as the undulations, and then so you know you need a lot of luck, and that you need a specialist around Caulfield. So after the race, we're all going to be geniuses and say that that horse is very good internationally, but they still have to travel all the way out here, and they also have to compete around Caulfield for the first time.
Craig, we've often seen some very, very good horses struggle to get around Caulfield. Is there one singular thing that you think is, you know, that brings them undone, or is it a combination of those undulations, the, you know, the shape of the track, the whole lot?
I'd say that the shortness of the straight. In Moonee Valley, they all take off along the side, even though it's a lot shorter straight. It's also cambered, so Moonee Valley horses actually get around it better. But when we go through historical facts of just through in Australia, from horses from Sydney that are used to going right-handed, had their first go going left-handed, they usually handle Flemington, Sandown, Moonee Valley with no problem at all. Caulfield's the track that really brings them unstuck, and it's usually because the tight turn, and because of that part of the race, they're usually under pressure as well. So you're asking your horse to extend, and then you're asking him to turn sharply left-handed at that time too. So that's why I think Caulfield becomes quite unique, and there is a lot of horses that just don't Caulfield. I know Mick Price said that about his horse that came out and beat Kingsville Dream in the Maccabi Diva. He was first two runs at Caulfield was okay, but nothing flash. Then went back to Flemington and dominated the Maccabi Diva Stakes. So that just shows you the horse that does not get around Caulfield. Miss Finland towards her later days, that she just didn't get around Caulfield at all. She was really vulnerable at that track, the tight turns. And we talk about those three odds when they come to Sydney. Well, we saw the Autumn Sunny, he's just a superstar. But we always have a question mark on horses from Sydney having a first run in Melbourne. There'll be no difference to these horses coming from all around the world competing at Caulfield come Sunday.
Craig, if you weren't riding Kingsville Dream, which of the internationals would you chase to ride?
No, I'd be happy on King. Yeah, I wouldn't change Kingsville Dream for any of them.
Yeah, but say Kingsville Dream wasn't in the race, which other horse would you be after? Which do you think is the main threat to him of the internationals?
You can tell it's an election year, can't you? You're real prying with these questions, aren't you?
I'm just trying to find out, because there's a few of them there you look at and think they could really step right up, or they could go like the proverbial.
There's a big rap on the Cliff Samoa.
Yeah.
You always have to respect the Japanese horses, even though their best form is actually usually over a little bit longer. Their form is a little bit tricky, but their form is very strong, the two Japanese horses. And, you know, Godolphin, whether it be Charlie Appleby or they've got a real good handle on the horses that they bring out. And because they've already won two Group 1s already this spring, they'll have a really good form reference on whether their horses are good enough, because they always work their good horses together, and they stayed in quarantine for all that time. So they'll have a good handle, and there's no doubt the horse that just beat me home the other day, Kira McAvoy rides, of Chris Waller's.
Yeah, youngster.
Youngster who's coming through a form reference that's been really strong in the last few years, which is the Brisbane Winter Carnival. She also, you know, she meets me slightly better on weights as well from the other day, and she just beat me home. But again, I'm not swapping my horse.
Well, the good thing is you're drawn a nice spot with if the emergencies don't get a run, you'll probably come out of five. You happy with that?
Oh, delighted. Yeah, anything from 1 to 8, I was happy with. Anything outside of 10, it just makes it a bit trickier. But my horse is, like I said earlier, the ground conditions, he's versatile. But even in riding, if he jumps well, he takes a prominent position, I assume, without speaking to Darren or the owners. And if he steps slow, well, he's not going to be too far away from him either. So the barrier does make my job a lot easier and my horses come race day.
And Craig, finally, you got a nice book of rides there Saturday. Is there any other one that you really like for the day?
Oh, I'm just trying to get through Mowie, and then I'll get into my homework tonight and then tomorrow. So you have got me a little bit on the hop, but that's the main one for me, and he looks really well placed to take out the big one.
Terrific. Good on you, mate. Good to catch up, Craig. Good luck on Saturday, too. Good luck today.
No problem. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Craig. Craig Williams, always great to catch up with him. And he does his homework better than most, I tell you. He'll get out and walk that track and know every inch of it Saturday before the Caulfield Cup. He's on the favourite, Kingsville Dream.